This is The Naked Scientists. Today we're looking at the science of sustainable shipping. We have Tristan Smith with us from UCL. Tristan, we've had a couple of questions come in. One from Skychild at Twitter, which is very nice of him, and one from Simon McCarthy. That was an email. And they're both related, really. Skychild asks if there are any other means of propulsion other than a propeller. And Simon McCarthy is basically saying if impellers are more efficient than propellers, are they? And if they are, then why don't we use those on boats instead? What do you think?
Right, so there are some other types of propulsor than propellers, and ducted propulsors are one of them, which I think the second question is referring to. But if we just start with a few of the other propulsors first, we've got water jets, which are used on very fast ships, and they're a bit like a pump that pumps water in from the sea and then it expels it at high speed out of the back of the ship. And you often see them on the back of catamarans that you might take across the channel to go to France. So those are good if you're travelling very fast. And another one that's worth mentioning is some flapping paddles. So people have actually experimented over the years to try and recreate the motion of a whale's tail in order to propel a ship along to see if that might be any more efficient than the propeller that you typically have on the back of a ship. At the moment, no one's come up with something which is as robust or as efficient as the propeller, or reliably efficient as the existing propeller.
Of course, when you're actually swimming for yourself in the sea, there are some wonderful devices. You get these enormous monofins, which I believe, Helen, you've had a play with recently.
I have. They're so much fun. So I was thinking a whale ship just sounds brilliant. But no, swimming with a monofin is a very powerful way of a human getting themselves through the water. But yeah, that sounds like it is a lot of fun. You should try it out.